Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. As always, I'm your girl, Candy Washington. So before we dive into today's episode of The Soft Life, where I cannot wait to help you lead a more joyful life, be sure to grab one of our courses on self-love, lifestyle design, manifestation, and also shop our Soft Life collection. Everything is linked down below. And if you need extra support for free, do grab our free self-love guide. Join us on Patreon, where we have a robust community. You get monthly meditations, journal prompts, inspired actions, and more. So if you need extra support, go ahead and join us. Everything is linked down below. And also be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. It really helps to grow the channel and the show and have more people find us. So with that, let's dive right on in. So today's episode is all about the 9 types of female friendships that every powerful woman needs. You know, as they say, your net worth is your network. So you really want to be mindful of who you are having in your circle, who you go to for guidance, whose energy you are around. It's super important. So I think it's best to start with what is friendship. You know, if we're talking about female friendships, let's first define what it is. So to me, friendship is a close and supportive relationship between two or more people that is characterized by mutual affection, trust, understanding, shared interest, and experiences. So it has to be a mutual situation, reciprocity. There has to be trust there. There has to be understanding and common interest. Friends also provide emotional support, companionship, and a sense of belonging. You should feel good when you are around your friends. You should feel home. You should feel at peace. You know, you shouldn't feel on edge. So unlike familial relationships, friendships are typically formed by choice, which is really important. And individuals can have friends from various backgrounds and life stages. So you don't have to just be friends with people that you've known forever or people that look like you or sound like you or who grew up where you grew up, where you're from. You can have friends from anywhere, any age, any background. And I wanted to really hone in on 2 things when it comes to friendship. Number 1 is choice, and the 2nd is discernment. So don't forget that you get to choose your friends. You don't have to be friends with somebody just because you've always been friends with them or because you grew up with them or they look like you or anything like that. And also, because you have choice, use your discernment. Discern, is this person a safe person to have in my life on any level or any capacity? But also have the discernment to know which level and which capacity to have people in your life, because you may have friends who are close friends, acquaintances, work friends, college friends. You know, there's all different types of friends, but I'm going to break down the 9 types of female friendships that powerful, magnetic, you know, truly divine in their divine feminine women should have in their circle. Okay. Now let's also break down the key elements of friendship, just because we want to be clear on what we mean when we say friendship. So 1 is mutual understanding. Your friends share a level of understanding and acceptance of each other's personalities, quirks, and differences. You shouldn't feel like you have to explain yourself to your friends, like you're trying to make them understand who you are. There should be a mutual understanding. The 2nd is trust. So trust is fundamental in any friendship. Friends rely on each other and they confide in one another with the assurance that their thoughts and feelings will be respected. And also trust is really good when it comes to when you share certain things with people, that they're not going to break that trust and you know, betray you or tell your secrets or, you know, anything like that. So make sure that whoever you have around you, you really trust them literally with your life, because that's what you're giving to people when you allow them to have access to you. The third is support. So your friend should offer emotional support during both good and challenging times. We don't want fair weather friends. We want friends who are there for you. They celebrate your successes and provide comfort during difficulties. So if you can't go to your friends for comfort and support, then they're really not your friends. The fourth is shared interests. So you want to have common hobbies, activities, and values. And these are often what forms the basis of friendships. You know, you meet people at Pilates class or an art class, or you might meet someone at your favorite dive bar that you go to, you know, whatever you, or maybe you meet people on a hike, you know, you have a shared interest, you know, common interest that usually helps to strengthen the bond between people because you already know that you have something that you can connect on. It goes without saying, but respect, you know, friends should definitely treat each other with respect, acknowledging individual boundaries and differences. And I think that sometimes we focus so much on respect when it comes to romantic relationships, but we forget that also in our friendships, there should be boundaries and there should be mutual respect. And that's crucial for healthy and lasting relationships. Number six is reciprocity. So this is when friendship involves a give and take dynamic. Again, we don't want fair weather friends. And we also don't want friends who revel in it when you're doing bad, but they're not there for you when you're doing good because there's some type of like jealous hater energy. You want friends who are there for you in the good times and they're happy for you and they support you in the bad times. So they need to really contribute to a relationship and are willing to invest their time and their effort and care into maintaining the connection. You don't want friends who leave you on red or they take forever to get back to you or they're wishy-washy. They always show up late. They don't invite you, things like that. We don't want that type of energy. And number seven is communication. You know, you want to be able to be open and honest with your friends. You know, again, we talk about communication with romantic relationships, but it's just as important in our platonic female relationships as well, that you're able to communicate in an effective and healthy way. And so your friend should be able to express their thoughts and feelings and resolve conflicts through dialogue, and you should be able to do the same. So now that we know what friendship is, and it can take various forms, ranging from casual acquaintances to deep lifelong connections, the essence of friendship really lies in the positive and supportive nature of the relationship itself, and it should be enriching the lives of all those involved. Again, it's that reciprocity. You add value to your friends add value to you. It's a value flowing type situation. And powerful women, which we all are and which we are all becoming, we are powerful. We are magnetic. We are in our divine feminine energy. But so like anybody else, we need support. We are open and we are ready to receive. And, you know, we want support. And so we benefit from a diverse and supportive network and group of friends, you know. And so I'm going to dive into the nine types of female friendships that every powerful, magnetic, you know, fully in her divine feminine energy needs, because it's going to be very, very, very helpful. So don't forget that when I go through the types, it doesn't mean that you need nine different friends to fill each bucket. Some friends will fill multiple buckets. You might have a really good friend who does three of these things for you. So it doesn't mean you need nine friends to do all these different things. It just means these are the nine qualities, the nine types of friendship that you should have. So number one, you want to have the confidant. This is a close friend with whom, a powerful woman, you can share your deepest thoughts, your fears, your aspirations, your vulnerabilities with. And the confidant is someone who provides that safe, non-judgmental space for you. So you can discuss both your personal and professional matters. So your confidant, remember, this is the person you really have to have that discernment with. This is the person that you know you can cry to, you can laugh with, you can be vulnerable with, you can share your insecurities with, you can share your dreams with, and that person is going to hold space for you in a healthy way, in a safe way, in a non-judgmental way. And this is the confidant. This is your ace. This is the person who is your right hand. So you want that confidant in your corner. The second is you want that mentor or role model person in your life. So this is a person who might be more experienced. They could be older, maybe not. And they've achieved success in a similar field or context that you are looking to also achieve success in. So you're not looking to them just to see what you can get from them or what you can learn from them. It's coming from a genuine place. You do want to have a healthy relationship and a healthy friendship with them, but you want someone who is more experienced, more successful, who has been where you are going. And then this person can offer you guidance and share insights and blueprints. And then they can serve as a source of inspiration for you, whether it's in your career or your personal development or in your personal life or all three. This person has been there, done that, and they are willing to share their knowledge and their wisdom and their expertise with you. So you want that mentor or role model person in your life. The third is the accountability partner or the challenger. So this is the friend who helps you stay focused on your goals and your commitments. You know, you're trying to get into shape or to lose weight or to eat healthy or to hit your financial goals or, you know, do something different in your career or date differently, date in a better, healthier way, whatever it is, you know, it's that friend who holds you accountable, who challenges you in healthy ways. You know, they encourage you through discipline and they provide you with motivation and they check in on you. These are the friends who push and challenge you to reach your full potential. So it's not just a friend that you gossip with or you daydream with, but this is the friend that's like, okay, sis, okay, you know, what's up? What are the things you want to accomplish in your life, you know, whether it's professional or personal? And let's make a plan to get you there. Let's figure out how to get there. And they check in on you and they challenge you, you know, and we need to be open to their constructive criticism. Again, this goes back to trust. And you want to have that discernment to knowing who you can trust, whose feedback, whose criticism, you know, constructive criticism, because it's coming from a place of love that you can trust, because not everybody giving you advice and feedback and criticism actually have your best intentions at heart. So you have to know who you can trust with your goals and your dreams and who you can trust to provide you with that constructive criticism, and that your accountability partner, the person who's going to challenge you, that person is going to encourage you to become the best version of yourself that you can become. The fourth is the cheerleader. So this is that supportive and positive friend who celebrates successes no matter how small or big. Because again, we don't want any hater energy. We don't want anybody who revels in you not doing well. You know, you don't want that friend who, when something great happens, they kind of get a little nasty look on their face or there's some jealousy there. You want the friend who is your genuine cheerleader. When something small happens, they're cheering you on. But when something big happens, they're cheering you on. They are just there for you. You know, your success is their success. They boost your morale. They provide you with encouragement during challenging times, and they remind a powerful woman of her capabilities. That's the job of the cheerleader. When you feel like you want to quit, when you feel like you're not good enough, you want that cheerleader friend who's going to be in your corner saying, keep going one more time, get back up, girl, you got this. You know, you want the friends who champion, you know, the causes and stand by them in the times of adversity. So whether the times are good or bad, they are your champion. They are there for you. And these are the individuals who actively support your goals and they actively contribute to your success. So you want these cheerleaders in place who are really going to be there for you and ride for you. Okay. Number five is the diverse connector. This is that girl who always has the hook up. Holla if you hear me, you know what I'm saying? This is your friend who has that wide and diverse network of people who can become valuable connections. Let's go to the happy hour. Let's go to the network event. Let's go to the party. Let's go to the brunch. Let's go to the conference. You know, let's go to my friend's get together, whatever it is. This is the person who can introduce you, the powerful woman, to new opportunities, new collaborations, collaborations, perspectives, and enhancing your both professional and personal growth. Again, this isn't coming from a place of, I want to be friends with someone for what they can do for me, because at the end of the day, it's still about reciprocity. It's about the value you can give your friends and also the value that your friends can give you. Because if we want these types of friends in our lives, then we also have to be that type of friend too. So yes, we want that diverse connector, the girl who has the hookup, the girl who knows a guy, you know, where it's like you need something, they got it, they can open doors for you. But we're doing it all from a place of gratitude and reciprocity. So it's not just what you can do for me, but it's what we're doing together. And you really want to get that community feeling with that person.
Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.
Okay, so number six, the inspiration. So this is the friend who inspires you and motivates you through their own achievements and stories. So this is the friend that embodies the qualities or the values that a powerful woman admires, that you admires. So it's not necessarily like a mentor who is literally going to be there and tell you this is the blueprint and give you advice. This is the person that you look to and you're just inspired by them. You know, you need a person in your circle that you aspire to be like, that inspires you through their energy, through their efforts, through their looks, through their smarts, through their energy, you know, just that friend who motivates you and inspires you by simply because of who they are. And when you see them shining, it makes you want to shine bright too. So you want to make sure that you have people in your circle that inspire you. If you are just hanging around with people who are Debbie Downers, who always talk about the past or always have drama or always have chaos, or if you're surrounded by people whose life you do not want, then those are not the right people to be around. You know, you want to be around people whose life inspires you, lights a fire in you, makes you want to reach your full potential and more. So you need that inspiration in your life as well. Number seven, you need that fun friend. You know, sometimes you need someone to just let loose with. This is the friend that's going to bring you joy and laughter into your life. You want that friend who you can just call up, have a good time, either go to brunch or go on a trip or just hang out or go shopping. But you really want that person who you can just have fun with. All right, like I was saying, sorry about that little break. You want that fun companion. You want that person where you're not worried about your personal development, you're not worried about your career or your professional next move. You just want someone that you can laugh with and you can have fun with and you can just help relieve your stress and let your hair down. You know, yes, we want to have the friends that motivate us and can connect us with people, but it's also really important to just have fun, to just have people in your life that it's just for fun. You know, their energy is a vibe and you just can just be yourself and just let loose and there's nothing to get. There's nothing to work on. There's nothing to fix or to change. You can just be. So make sure you have people in your life that you can simply just be with and have fun with, and just sort of let all of the self-development and career stuff go for a bit. So have that fun friend, you know? And number eight, you want to have the respectful critic. So these are the friends who are going to be honest with you. They're going to be transparent with you, and they're going to provide you with constructive criticism when needed. Now, this is different from the accountability or the challenger. The accountability partner and the challenger, they're going to hold your feet to the fire every time. They are really there to check you in a healthy, loving way. They want to know the goals. They want to help you on the goals. That is their job. The respectful critic is a friend who's just, it's just honest with you, just real. It's not so much of they want to challenge you or they want to hold you accountable. It's just the friend that you have that you know is going to keep it real. You know they're going to be honest with you. And you know that it's coming from a loving place with your best interest in mind. And these are the friends who can help you stay humble and also offer different perspectives. If you are hanging around with people and you all think alike, you all look alike, you all dress alike, and it's just the same, then how are you ever going to grow and expand? Yes, you want to have things in common. Yes, you want to have shared interests, but you also want to have people that have different ideas, different perspectives, different life experiences, who approach the world in a different way. So you can see life and you can see the world through their lens, you know, and have a new, fresh perspective. So you want that person who doesn't always think like you, who will tell you the truth and is transparent, but it's respectful and loving. And last but not least, you want the wellness advocate in your life. You want the friend who emphasizes the importance of self-care, well-being, your mental health, your physical health. You know, they encourage you to have that healthy work-life harmony. And then they also provide support. They provide support for your mental health and your physical health, and maybe even your emotional and spiritual health and financial health. These are your wellness advocates. You know, they want to check in on you. They want to make sure that you are doing well holistically, not just about the money or the come up, but also about just, you know, how are you doing? So you want that person who's going to advocate for you to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Are you drinking enough water? Are you eating your vegetables? Are you, you know, doing your self-care? Are you relaxing? Are you being gentle with yourself? All of those things. I just read this new self-help book. I'm listening to this new podcast. You know, do you want to go for a jog with me? Like those types of things. You want to make sure that you have a wellness advocate who is also in your corner as well. So there you have it. Those are the 9 types of female friendships that every powerful woman needs. Remember, it's not that these have to be 9 different people, because one friend could have 2 of these qualities or 3 of these qualities, but these are just the 9 types and qualities of support that every powerful, magnetic, fully divine feminine woman needs in her life. So let's also talk a little bit about a couple of things I want to highlight. The qualities of these female friends, you want to look for these attributes and qualities. Number one, you want these female friends to be secure within themselves. That's how you build trust. That's how you build reciprocity. You know, when people are secure within themselves, they don't get triggered by your light or your shine. They don't want to gatekeep their strategies or their connections. So you want to make sure that these people are secure within themselves. You also want to make sure that they are emotionally intelligent. That way they can communicate with you. They can hold you accountable in a loving and constructive way. You know, they can hold space for your vulnerabilities without judgment. But that's only if they themselves are emotionally intelligent, because someone can't give you what they don't have. They also need to understand the power of vulnerability, because if you are being vulnerable and you're being authentic and you're truly sharing with people who don't understand the power of vulnerability, they will see you as weak. and they will take your vulnerability and they will throw it in your face and they will use it against you. Think that there's something wrong with you, or they'll judge you because they don't understand that vulnerability is actually a superpower. And that ties back into being secure within themselves and being emotionally intelligent themselves. So let me know what you guys thought about this episode, the 9 types of female friendships that every powerful woman needs. What would you add to the list? You know, do you have any questions about it? And like I said before, you know, if you need any additional support, be sure to grab our free self-love guide that is linked down below. And you can also check out our self-love courses on manifestation, lifestyle design, and also shop the Soft Life Collection. Join us on Patreon for monthly meditations, journal prompts, and more inspiration. And also be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and share. It really helps to grow the channel. So share this with some friends. You know, this is our friendship episode. So, you know, share it with someone who has these qualities and you're grateful to them in your life. And be sure to, oh, that's right. And I don't want to forget to end on a very positive note, how I'm trying to end, which is celebrate the small wins and leverage gratitude. I say this almost every time, but don't wait for something big to happen to enjoy your life. You are worthy and you are lovable and you are enough exactly how you are. You're not too far behind. It's not too late for you. You haven't made any mistakes, or too many mistakes rather. You're allowed to be human and you are still worthy of love, happiness, and abundance. And also don't forget to really cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude. You know, be happy for everything, seek things to appreciate, and things to appreciate will seek you out, I promise. So without you guys, I will talk to you next time. Be sure to like, rate, and review and share, and grab a course. Everything is linked down below, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon.